So at this point, coming out of executive session, we're going to go to number nine, which is report and possible discussion on decommissioning of Possum Kingdom Hydro Generation Facility by Terry Lopez.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the last board meeting, y'all gave the staff and Phil the order to go forward and investigate and initiate the actions that we need to take in order to relinquish our FERC license at the Morris Shepherd Dam. We've done that, and there's about three steps that we have to go through to do this. One will be actually the application that has to be completed. That would be a FERC application that we'll have to submit back to FERC, which will have in it the actual plan of decommissioning, as well as have to go through the process of having outside agencies within the state, local agencies, that will have to have a chance to review this before it goes to FERC. It doesn't mean they have to approve it. It just means that they have to have a chance to review it, and hopefully they will okay it. And then also that there will be a third step that we'll have to do, that we'll also have to be able to get power to the village and the dam when we sever our ties with Brazos Electric. Next slide. The application to surrender our license has several steps in it, but we will be filling out the application that will give us the reason why we want to release our license, as well as the description of the facility. But within it, we'll have to have a plan in order to decommission the facility, physically disconnect the facility in order to make any future electricity, as well as be able to provide downstream flow requirements, environmental concerns for moving water downstream. If we can still meet the previous 1991 license requirements, we feel like we're pretty sure that we can, that will pass FERC's requirement from that standpoint. Next slide. The actual physical process, we will actually have to disconnect the generating facilities in some fashion so they cannot push electricity to Brazos Electric or anyone else. That may mean just taking out the lines that go from our powerhouse up to the top of the hill, which transfers the electricity from our facility to Brazos Electric. It may mean more than that. We won't know that until we get further into it, but we'll probably look at various alternatives. We also have to meet downstream flow requirements. Right now, we have low flow releases, which can move about 300 CSF downstream. Unless we drop a gate and release water through the gate, which can move about 10,000 CSF. But the dam was never designed for moving water through the gates. Primarily, it was when the hydro was built, the generators, each one was able to move about 1,500 CSF. And so with those two out of commission, and if we are not able to use them as the mechanism for moving water downstream in the future, then we had to find another alternative, and that's what we'll have some outside engineering firms working on to do that between now and the January board meeting. We will also have to restore our power to the dam for its operations, as well as to the village, which will incorporate the offices, the maintenance buildings, and housing that we have for certain personnel up on top of the hill. We've gone out for requests for proposals from professional engineering firms in the last few weeks. We have got proposals back. We have selected Friesen Nichols as the engineering firm. Their past history with us, as well as their expertise on the facility through the years as our Part 12 FERC inspection company, gives them the best, probably the best company to use. And so they're in the process of developing a scope of work, and we're negotiating a contract, which we should have shortly, in which they will come back and give us various options for decommissioning as well as moving water downstream. Yes, sir.
What are our downstream flow requirements, and how short are we with just using without the Pennacock?
At this time, the low flow releases will take care of us from what our water resource people tell us, probably for the next 4 to 5, 6 years. After that, because of the demands projected downstream, we will have to be able to move about 2,500 CSF. We can move probably about right now, we can move 300 CSF, but we accumulate the water over a period of time, say in Granbury, for further releases. So we are able to manipulate the water enough so that we can get the water that we need downstream stored at the various facilities downstream if we need to, at Whitney and or at Granbury. But when we have to, in a severe drought situation, the low flows won't be able to meet those needs. We'll actually have to have up to about 2,500 CSF. Any other questions?
Thank you, Terry.
Yes, sir.